गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3rd, Chapter 4th, verse number 16. So you can repeat behind me. Karmani anihasya bhavo abhavasyate durgashrayo atha aribhayat palayanam kalatmano yat Pramada Yutashramaha Swatman Ratehe Khidyati Dhir Vidam Iha Karmani Anihasya Bhavo Bhavasyate Durgashrayota Aribhayat Palayanam Kalatmano yat pramada yutashramaha Swatman rate khidyati dhirvidamiha Karmani anihasya bhavo bhavasyate Durgashrayo tharibhayat palayanam Kalatmano yat pramada yutashramaha Swatman rate khidyati dhirvidamiha Karmani anihasya bhavo bhavasyate Durgashrayo tharibhayat palayanam Kalatmano yat pramada yutashramaha Swatman rate khidyati dhirvidamiha Karmani anihasya bhavo bhavasyate Durgashrayo athi aribhayat palayanam Kalatmano yat pramada yutashrama Swatman rate khidyati dhirvidamiha Karmani anihasya bhavo bhavasyate Durgashrayo athari bhayat palayanam Kalatmano yat pramada yutashrama Swatman rate khidyati dhirvidamiha Karmani, activities. Anihasya, of one who has no desires. Bhava, birth. Abhavasya, of one who is never born. Te, your. Durgashraya, taking shelter of the fort. Atha, thereafter. Aribhayat, out of fear of the enemies. Palayanam, flee. Kalatmanah, of he who is controller of the eternal time. Yat, that. Pramadayuta, in the association of women. Ashramah, household life. Swatman, in your own self. Rate, one who enjoys. Khidyate, is disturbed. Dhi, intelligence. Vidam, of the learned. Iha, in this world. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My Lord, even the learned sages become disturbed in their intelligence when they see that your greatness engages in fruitive work, although you are free from all desires. That you take birth, although you are unborn. That you flee out of fear of the enemy. And take shelter in the fort, although you are the controller of invincible time, and that you enjoy household life surrounded by many women, although you enjoy in yourself. Purport. Pure devotees of the Lord are not very much concerned with philosophical speculation in regard to transcendental knowledge of the Lord. Nor is it possible to acquire complete knowledge of the Lord. Whatever little knowledge they have about the Lord is sufficient for them, because devotees are simply satisfied in hearing and chanting about the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. This gives them all transcendental bliss. But some of the pastimes of the Lord appear contradictory, even to such pure devotees. And thus, Uddhava asked the Lord about some of the contradictory incidents in his pastimes. The Lord is described as having nothing to do personally, and is actually so, because even in the creation and sustenance of this material world, the Lord has nothing to do. It seems contradictory then to hear that the Lord personally lifts Govardhan Hill for the protection of his unalloyed devotees. The Lord is the Supreme Brahman, Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead, appearing like man, but Uddhava had doubts whether he could have so many transcendental activities. There is no difference between Personality of Godhead and the impersonal Brahman. How then can the Lord have so many things to do, whereas the impersonal Brahman is stated to have nothing to do, either materially or spiritually? If the Lord is ever unborn, how then is he born as a son of Vasudev and Devaki? He is fearful even to Kala, the supreme fear, and yet the Lord is afraid of fighting Jarasandha and takes shelter of the fort. How can one who is full in himself take pleasure in the association of many women? How can he take wives and, just like a householder, takes pleasure in the association of family members, children, relatives and parents? All these apparently contradictory happenings bewilder even the greatest learned scholars. Who thus bewildered cannot understand whether inactivity is a fact or whether his activities are only imitations. The solution is that Lord has nothing to do with anything mundane. All his activities are transcendental. This cannot be understood by the mundane speculators. For the mundane speculators, there is certainly a kind of bewilderment. But for the transcendental devotees, there is nothing astonishing in this. The Brahman conception of the Absolute Truth is certainly the negation of all mundane activities, but the Parabrahman conception is full with transcendental activities. One who knows the distinction between conception of Brahman and the conception of Supreme Brahman is certainly the real transcendentalist. There is no bewilderment for such a transcendentalist. The Lord himself also declares in Bhagavad Gita, "Even the great sages and demigods can know hardly anything about my activities and transcendental potencies." The right explanation of the Lord's activities is given by Grandfather Bhishma Dev as follows: "Nayasya karichit rajan puman veda viditsitam yad vijidnasaya yukta muhyanti kavayopihi." Om agyanati mirandhasya gyananjana shalakhaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamhayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamsha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vescha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So welcome all the devotees to this morning Bhagavatam sessions. So because I was reading Third Canto recently, so I thought of reading something from that. So this is the section where Uddhava has lost Krishna, Vidura has lost Krishna, and they are discussing. And in their discussion, Uddhava is bewildered, remembering Krishna's activities. Many of his activities, Vrindavan pastimes, Mathura pastimes, Dwarka pastimes, he recollects. And especially the Moksha Lila he recollects. And then he contemplates and he sees that his intelligence is getting bewildered just to understand how can the supreme powerful engage in such activities. Like Prabhupada explains here, either Brahman, who is without any activity, has to be a reality. Otherwise, Brahman having mundane activities, it should be considered as imitation. Like in the morning, I was discussing with Balram Shakti Prabhu, and he said that Vishwanath Chakra Thakur says that when he explained this verse, Karmani Anihasya. Anihasya means one who doesn't have any desires. Karmani was still he performs actions. In this world, it is unheard that without any desires, we cannot perform any action. Like Radhikarman Prabhu came few days before, months before, and he was explaining. Normally, if you ask people who is God, then they consider that God is a creator, maintainer, or a destroyer of this material world. But then, in his free time, what does he do? So that information they don't have. It's not like every day he gets up, creates, maintains, and then before sleeping, destroys, and again next day morning, again creates. So what he is doing in his leisure time? So that information general people don't have. But when we come to Gita and Bhagavat, then they explain that there is a personality behind. But then what he does? If he is without any desires, what he does? So he explained that. Then Prabhupada introduces a concept of Leela. Leela means play. When Lord plays with his devotees, plays with his Nitya associates. But again he said, but when small children play, they have a desire to get some pleasure out of that playing. But here is the Lord who doesn't have any desire, Swatman Rate. He can be satisfied in himself fully. How can he perform Leela? So this aspect of Krishna's personality, very, very difficult to understand. So Uddhava is also contemplating. And so in the Karmani Anyasa, without any desire, how can he act? Bhavo Abhavasyate, he is unborn Aja and still is taking birth. How can it happen? And he is Kalatmano, a fear personified, fears him. Still he himself runs away from enemies and takes shelter of the fort Dwarka, Durga Shraya, Atha Ari Bhayat Palayanam. And then he says, and he himself is self-sufficient and still he engages in so many household activities with so many queens as his wives. So Prabhupada, whenever he talks about Krishna, Prabhupada's translation of God is, Krishna is supreme personality of God. So nobody before Prabhupada defined God like that. The supreme personality of God. God as a supreme, easy to understand. God as a Godhead, the controller of everyone, easy to understand. But as a personality, very difficult to understand. So we'll try to just see, try to understand how can we get a glimpse of this personality of Krishna, the supreme personality of Krishna. So like whenever we hear Gita and Bhagavat, one conclusion is very clear. That out of all the paths, bhakti is the highest path. Yoginam api sarvesha, mad gaten antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam samaya yukta tamamata. So bhajate refers to bhakti or performing devotional service. Bhajate also refers to vibhajan or sharing our time, sharing our mind, sharing our hearts with Krishna. So bhakti is basically sharing and serving, loving, having a relationship with the personality of Godhead. So whenever bhakti is glorified and all the incentives or whatever benefits of bhakti which are described in Shastras, they are all because bhakti has direct connection with the boss, the supreme personality. That's why we are not supposed to take care of all different yogas or different processes or paths defined in all the different Vedic Shastras. That's because we are directly connecting with the supreme personality of God. But again, if you are not able to connect or understand or know or fathom with our intelligence, the personality, how can we connect? So Prabhupada, whenever he defines Krishna, he says personality of Godhead, and he really wants us to love Krishna, establish relationship with Krishna. Mm-hmm. So whenever we define bhakti, that Krishna as a personality becomes very, very prominent. Like Balram Chitra was discussing yesterday. Definition of Uttama Bhakti is Anya Bilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadi Anavratam Anukulena Krishna Anushilenam. Serving Krishna. So very specifically, the personality of Krishna is indicated whenever bhakti is defined. Sarva Padi Vinirmuktam Tat Paratyana Nirmalam Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. So again, personal service or favorable service towards Krishna is again undefined. Krishna also, when he defines bhakti, then he says, I am telling you the Guhyatama Jnana, the most secret in the 18th chapter, he says. And then he says, Man Mana Mamad Bhakto Madhyajimam Namaskuru Mame Vaisha. So Mama, 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 he repeats four times. So to me, me means I am who is standing before you as a supreme personality of God. So unless and until you connect with this personality, it cannot be called a devotional service. That's why Prabhupada is always heavy towards impersonalist. But being born in India, we have this special sanskara, like because Shankaracharya did his job thoroughly and his followers did it, they messed it up. And so many people who around talk about God, they generally talk about impersonal feature of the God. And we, since our childhood, been hearing about this, and it is so much ingrained in our psyche that God means he has to be impersonal. Sometimes we come across it, we face it. Sometimes we consider it, we don't so much recognize it, that we are actually also having that impersonal tendency in our heart. So when we accept that, then Prabhupada's purports, when he talks about impersonalist, then they will start hitting us. Mm-hmm. Like one time, Bhakti Vigyapurna Maharaj was giving class. And he was talking about the past time where Saravam Bhattacharya was delivered by Lord Chaitanya. And he was so excited telling this past time. And in the end he said, similarly, I was also having so many misconceptions about the God. Not that I didn't believe in God. I believe in God. But because I had so many misconceptions about God, so person who doesn't know God, for him to get acquainted with the person who got it, can be relatively easy. But person who had so much misconception about God, for him to accept God as a personality, is a huge task. And if done, it's an achievement. So he was telling that Prabhupada, that's like Lord Chaitanya delivered Prakashananda Saraswati or Sarvam Bhattacharya. Similarly, we who were so intellectual and wanted to understand everything by our intellect. And generally, when we try to understand God with our intellect, we'll end up understanding his impersonal feature only. We cannot go beyond it. Just like Prabhupada is telling here. And Shloka also does. Khidyate dhi vidam yaha. Those who are intelligent, learned, they want to understand God, they are completely bewildered by his personality, not by his energies. So, Krishna himself, he also tells in Gita that it's very difficult to understand him. Sometimes he says, janma karma che me divyam. Evam yo vetti tattvata tyakta deham punarjanma neti mamiti sarjuna. One who just understands me, that my janma and karma, not that I am supreme, energetic, this, that, but when I come to this world as a personality, then my janma and my all activities as a person around in this world, if one can understand, they are transcendental. They are divya. Just this qualification and you can go back home back to what? So, actually it's a huge task to believe and accept Krishna as a personality. And that's why Krishna tells in the next sloka, Vitaraga Bhaya Krodha Mana Manama Upashita Bhavo Jnana Tapasa Puta Madbhavagata. So, it needs some purification and getting free from Raga, Bhaya and Krodha. Prabhupada very elaborately explains what is Raga, excessive material attachment, cannot understand personality of Godhead. So much fear about relationships, so much frustration in this material world, cannot understand personality of Godhead. If you are confused after hearing so many interpretations and explanations by different spiritualists, you become Krodha, you become angry, and still you can't accept the personality of Godhead. So all these three are traps which prevents a person from understanding the personality of Godhead. So Krishna also explains it. Krishna wants to actually give bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is a personal relationship with the Lord. Just like Vishwanath Chakra Thakur says that Gita can be compared with a jewel case. The lower part is first six chapters, upper part is last six chapters. The middle part is the jewel, that is Bhakti Yoga. And on the top, the two verses in the golden encrypt, they are Manmana Mad Bhakta and Sarva Dharman Parityaj. So the essential topic of Gita is Bhakti Yoga. And Bhakti Yoga involves establishing relationship with personality of Krishna. So Krishna has to introduce his personality in Gita. So Krishna introduces himself. But how he introduces himself? So here he introduces Divya personality. He doesn't talk about anything beyond it. Then he enters again in 7th chapter as source of everything. Bhumiya apanalo vayu khammano udrevacha ahankariti ambe bhinna prakadrashtada aparemitastvanya. So whatever you see in this world, the world which is made up of all the energy, they are coming from me. Again, this smell of earth, taste of water and all the different vibhutis, he explains that these are all coming from me. I am the source of everything. But is that actual personality of Godhead? No. But Krishna has no option. He can explain only that. Why? Because if a laborer or a worker, employee who is working in a big factory, if he happens to meet the owner of the factory in the market, and if the clothes secretary of the owner tries to introduce him to this laborer or employee, what he will introduce him as? He will introduce him as, he is the owner of the factory, he is the one who is responsible for giving you salary, he has all control over this factory. Everyone in this factory is under him. Maya Dakshina Prakruti, Suyodesa Characharam. So anything related to factory, that introduction will be given. But is that person's full-time job is just to control the factory? No. He never visits. Once in a while he visits. Just like Krishna visits his material world once in a while. But altogether he is a separate personality. But that secretary will not introduce that he is a very nice, kind person. He has two children. He has a wife. Sometimes kuch jhagda karte, lekin phir bhi achha aadmi hai. He will not reveal all these intimate dealings of this person to this employee. Why? Because the employee cannot understand. Because he is interested about only this factory and his benefit and his small world. Similarly, when Krishna introduces himself in Gita, although he is a Shyam Sundar Satchidananda personality, but he introduces himself again, creator, maintainer. Though that's only part of his, not even his job profile. He introduces all Purusha avatars and Guna avatars in maintaining and creating. But still he introduces that. Why? Because you understand that everyone cannot understand my personality. Avyaktam vyakti mapanna manyante mam abuddhaya. People will just understand that supreme energetic came as a personality, but they are all abuddhaya. They are very foolish and fool people. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samamruta. Krishna himself tells that nobody can understand me because I am covered with yoga maya. Then Krishna says, Vedaham samatitani vartamani charjuna bhavishani cha bhutani mamtu vedana kashtana. I know everything. I know everyone. But nobody knows me. Just like suppose in an ashram, if somebody tells that I know everyone, but nobody knows me. It's a very sorry position for the person himself. Krishna is a person. He is telling, I know everyone. I know your past. I know your future. I know your present. But nobody knows me. But nobody can understand me also. So that's why Krishna introduces himself as only creator, maintainer. So you can understand because it's related to your world. You can think about it. Your intelligence can fathom it. So in that chapter, Krishna reveals that. In the 9th chapter, Krishna again comes up and says that, now I will tell you the most guhyatama, yeah, the pure devotional service. Now, pure devotional service has to introduce Krishna's personality. But then again, Krishna introduces himself as creator, maintainer. But then he gives a clue that though you see me performing all these activities, I am beyond this. Mayatetam idam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina masthani saravatani. And the next verse is nacha masthani bhutani. So yes, I am dealing with this, but still I have my separate existence beyond this world. So very difficult to understand Krishna's personality. Krishna says, but if we don't understand, then it's a fault on your part. Avajananti ma mudha. So he chastises his people also. That if you don't understand, then you are at fault. Mudha, abuddhaya. He says like that. But he confirms that nobody can understand also. So in 10th chapter again, he repeats the same thing. He says that, name vidu suragana that Maharshi is Devata, Saptarshi, Chatvara Muni, they cannot understand me because they all came after me and they didn't know about my personality, who I am. But it's important to understand Krishna's personality if you want to perform devotional service. So not only Gita, but even Bhagavatam, we see so many verses where it is explained that Krishna's personality cannot be understood. Kunti Maharani in first canto, she says, Maya Javanika Chandam, just like Yoga Maya Samruta. Maya Javanika Chandam, people cannot understand. Agya Adhokshaja. Adhokshaja means one who is beyond my eyes to see. Adhokshaja also means one is beyond A and Ksha. All the letters cannot describe him. So how can if one cannot describe, how can one listen and how can one understand? It's very difficult. And then she herself says that I myself have seen your personality, but your activities as personality appears bewildering to me. Gopya adhati krita agasidham atavat. When I see that Yashoda Mai is binding you, and you are standing there with your head down, lowered, with tears in your eyes, and you are fearing, though fear personified fears you, still you are in such a precarious situation. It bewilders me. Vidambanam. I cannot understand. Bhishma Pitama, Prabhupada quotes grandfather Bhishma in this purport and says, even he says, he is a Mahajan. These are few people who can understand Krishna. He says it's very difficult to understand. Nesya Karichit Rajan, Puman Veda Vidichitam, Yad Vijidnasya Yukta, Muhyanti Kavayopihi. Even intelligent cannot understand. What to speak of general mass of people? So then we come to Brahmaji's prayers. So many verses, but just to give a sample. So Brahmaji in 10th canto also says that one can count number of atoms or particles on the earth. One can count number of shining molecules in sunlight. One can count the particles in snow. One can count the stars in the sky. But one cannot understand Krishna and his qualities. So Brahmaji is supreme intelligent. He also says very difficult to understand. Indra, the greatest of personalities, two times he also goofed up. So he could not understand Krishna's personality. He also tried to offend, understanding that he's just a small boy, Balisha, very talkative, Vrutha Pandita Manina, and he's considered himself very Pandit and stopping my yagya. And then when Krishna comes to steal Parijata, again he challenges. So we see that big personalities, they are found to have not understanding Krishna. And here, now Uddhava, when he remembers Krishna, so Uddhava is a very close associate of Krishna. But he says, Yadus could not understand Krishna. They could understand his Aishwarya, but as a personality, they could not understand. Of course, that's out of love he is telling that, out of separation he is telling that. But the point is clear that it's difficult for a common people to understand. Uddhava himself recollects, I understand that he was a supreme personality with all opulences, all the Aishwarya. But when I see that same Krishna, when he returns to Mathura, after spending so many years in Vrindavan, when he meets Vasudeva and Devaki, he folds his hands and he says sorry words that, oh, my dear father, oh, Tata, oh, Amba, I'm very sorry. Prasidatam. Why? Akrata Nishkriti Naam. I have not done your service. I have neglected your service. So please pardon me. So Supreme Personality begging pardon from his devotees who also appear ordinary. So Uddhava says when he, same Krishna goes in front of Ugrasen and reports to him, normal person in this world who gets some skill, some knowledge, some strength, for him to work under somebody very difficult. But here Krishna, with all opulences, he is working under Ugrasen, every day reporting to Ugrasen and offering his salutes to him. So Uddhava is very difficult to understand. How can this personality, Prabhupada gives an example, why if he has all the opulences, why he has to personally lift Govardhan? His potencies can lift. Why is busy so doing so many things? So Shukdeva Goswami, at the end of 5th canto, he explains. He also said the same thing. He said, till now, I have explained you the Virat Rupa in 2nd canto, 5th canto, many times, 3rd canto also. But I have explained this Virat Rupa to you because this is easy to understand. Now, we all have studied 2nd canto, 3rd canto many times from many people. But still it keeps ringing but doesn't stick. So we can't understand fully how exactly the creation happened. We can learn, write exams, but very difficult to understand. But Shukdev Goswami says, now I explain Virat Rupa, who was relatively easy to understand. But now I will explain the past tense of the personality of Godhead in different incarnations, which is still difficult to understand. Vishwanatha Thakurataka says, just like Upanishads are very cryptic and difficult to decode and understand, like that, this past tense of personality, very difficult to understand. But we may think, we every day hear so many pastimes, we hear, we understand. We see Krishna being bound by the Yashoda, full month we sing his glories. We see, we don't see. We listen, but we don't listen. We understand, but we actually don't understand. That's personality of Godhead, because that is the opinion of all the great devotees. So then, if we cannot understand something, if something is inconceivable, achintya, there are two reactions to it. Those who are devotees, when they see and hear that Krishna is inconceivable, they say, wow, good news. Krishna is inconceivable. My Lord is so great. And their love for Krishna increases. But when non-believers, or those who don't have faith, when they hear such inconceivable past tense of Krishna, Durga Ashraya, Aribhayat Palayanam, they become indifferent to Krishna. They become neglectful to Krishna. They become offensive to Krishna. Uddhava himself recollects that when Krishna went as a Shantidut in the assembly of Kauravas, when he started speaking with his lotus mouth, some people, they consider his words like nectar, especially like Bhishma Dev and Pandavas. When they heard Krishna's words, it was like nectarian words to them. But the same words of Krishna, when heard by Duryodhana and party, it was considered very poisonous, not very palatable, and they became offensive towards Krishna, tried to catch Krishna, bind Krishna, kill Krishna. So something, when it is inconceivable, there are two reactions. Either you just put faith and accept, and another is you become indifferent. But sometimes we may think, okay, whether we understand exactly in our heart, whether we accept personally, don't accept, at least follow the process now. What is the great deal? At least this process will take you off. Like recently, like pandemic is going on, COVID-19. So again, this virus is also like inconceivable. Like it has been like 15, 20 months from the first outbreak. But still people are discussing whether it's a reality. Whether this virus actually exists or it's just a hoax created by some people. Some people came together, wrote some articles, created some case studies, and then here is Corona. And then so many politicians who also jump in the big scandal, and then people are earning. So that is also one thought process. None other people are, no, it's real. Let's accept it. So two reactions always happen when something is inconceivable. But people still, like recently vaccines came up. Like many people on the WhatsApp, they're sending so many messages. It's all goof up, doctors are cheating, government is cheating, politicians are cheating. But the same people now sending selfies while taking the vaccine. So they're thinking whether we accept corona or don't accept corona. Vaccine lelo, what's the problem? If it exists, it will work. If it doesn't exist, no problem. 2 days we have some pain, but at least we will be saved. So similarly, we may also think, why to process this personality so much? Just accept the process, take the vaccination, chant Hare Krishna, go back home back to God. But for vaccine, it works. Whether you have faith or no faith, it will work. But bhakti, it will not work like that. Prabhupada writes in Gita, 9th chapter, 12th verse purport. Moghasha Mogha Karmano, Mogha Jnana Vichitasa. So here he writes, there are many devotees who assume themselves to be in Krishna consciousness and devotional service. But at heart, they do not accept the Supreme Personal Godhead Krishna as the absolute truth. Now, this looks contradictory. How can there is somebody, a devotee, at the same time don't accept Krishna? They may accept God, but they may not accept Krishna as personality. Like we see, there are many Mayavadis, Brahmavadis or Jnanis. They also follow limbs of bhakti. But they don't accept Krishna as a personality. To them, Prabhupada is writing, in the heart. So it's a phenomenon of the heart, whether you accept personality or not. For them, the fruit of devotional service, going back to Godhead, will never be tested. They will not be able to test the fruit of going back home back to Godhead. So vaccine may work, whether you accept or don't accept the virus. But devotional service, if we have no faith, or in the heart of heart, if we don't accept Krishna as a personality, it will not work. So question is, whether really we are so doubtful about the personality. We actually believe in personality. We are devotees. That's why we are here. But it's not very clear many times. Like when I was in college, Garampu used to come to our hostel and give classes. So when I heard that in a boys' hostel, Pravachan is going on. So it was out of curiosity I went there. And I came to know that they are showing so many PowerPoints, this, that. So I joined. And I saw that people who are joining, they are not very cultured. So I already have some spiritual background. And I can teach them. I can share some cultural things with them. And with that mentality that I am superior to existing lot, I came in. So one day after Gaurampa finishes class, he asked for some questions. So I asked a question with the mentality that I am superior to all of them. And I said, Prabhuji, sometimes I get so many bad thoughts in my mind, so many bad habits I have, so many anarthas I have. But I just go in front of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. We had small deities in our hostel. I just go in front of them and just pray. And I just tell them whatever nonsense I did. Is it okay? I was thinking that hearing these people will understand, oh, such a personal relationship he has with Lord. He goes and talks with the Lord. So Gaurampu said, this is Mayavad. You are impersonalist. Because you don't believe that Krishna hears. That's why you are going and telling him. If you really want to help, go to devotees and tell them. So devotees, they approach devotees and tell them, because personality there, they will respond, they will judge, they will give some solution, they will at least chastise or encourage, what something reaction they will do. But you are afraid of reaction. You are afraid of dealing with the personalities. That's why you are going to the deities, having in mind that these are not personalities. So I came out of my slumber. I am not so great. Actually, I am an impersonalist. Like one time, we were with Radhanath Swami Maharaj and we were about to install Gauranga Mahaprabhu deity. So many discussions are happening that actually we don't have so much space. We have just photograph. We can have some small metal deity. It will suffice. Maharaj said, no, big deity. Exactly like Srimati Radharani, we should have. So ultimately, whole team, with all the Brahmacharis, Maharaj, Gauranga, we all went to the altar. And that was the day we were about to decide what size Mahaprabhu should be. So whatever size Maharaj told previously, like exactly Radharani, we had made some sketches, we had made some silhouettes, cuttings of thermocol. And with that cutting, we went to altar and we removed the photo and placed the photograph, the cutting, just to show that how crowded it is. So Maharaj saw it, Maharaj said, okay, not so crowded. But then Krishna's flute, Vrindanvihari's flute, was extending in front of Mahaprabhu's face. And then I thought, maybe this is obstructing. Everything is all right. Just this flute. So, seeing towards Maharaj, standing on the altar, Vrindanvihari is on my back. I said, Maharaj, we will cut the flute of Vrindanvihari and it will be all right. Everything will be adjusted. Immediately, Maharaj folded and said, if Vrindanvihari allows. So, that immediately revealed what is the gap in faith. I'm standing close to Krishna, physically, compared to Maharaj. But I am way away from accepting him as actually a personality. So we may think that we have accepted Krishna as a personality. But we need to go deep and ask this question. Whether I really accept Krishna as personality. That's why Shastras, Prabhupada quoted this verse many times. Arche Vishnu Shiladi. So when we see deities, we consider them as stone. So this mentality creeps in. So now, what is the solution? So solution Krishna himself gives in Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna in 10th chapter, in the same chapter where he said that Maharishis, Devarishis, Buddha, they cannot understand me. But there is a secret. There is a process. There is a way to understand me as a person. So then he says that four famous verses. In 10.9 he says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo, matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matva bhajantema buddha bhava samanvita. So there are different ways to understand Krishna as a personality. One way is given by Krishna himself. That is, you just understand my opulences first. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartati. I am as the controller, proprietor of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhavo. Iti matva, after knowing this, what you should do? Bhajante. Start doing devotional service. Start worshipping the personality. But I had no knowledge of personality. I just came to know the opulences. You just start worshipping Krishna. But how can one start? Aham sarvasya prabhu matta sarvam. But Krishna knows that even if I explain him about my personality, he will not able to understand. So better you try to figure out and understand this creation, maintenance, destruction, how I am taking care of everything. But only that comes under your scope. So whatever comes under your scope, apply your intelligence into that. Contemplate and come to the conclusion that I cannot understand. And then just surrender. Iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanita. Somebody says, oh, but this is blind faith. How can I do that? But explain to it to congregation devotees. I came up with a small example. Quite relevant. Like when a girl's father or a girl is looking for a boy for a marriage. When they go to see a boy, generally what all things they see? So before entering the house only they see kitna bada ghar hai, what big house. Before entering now they see which car is parked, whether it's a car or a bike or a cycle, whatever. Or after going inside they ask some questions. Ladka kya karta hai? What is his business? How much perks he gets? What is his salary? How much bank account? How much property he has? So actually all about the opulences we only inquire. We don't inquire about the personality. Lekin kaise gussa karta hai? Shant dimag hai. Even if you ask, and even if they explain, you will not believe. And no, we are not supposed to believe. Because they will present themselves as good only. But seeing the external opulence that my daughter will be taken care. Seeing that the father and the daughter, they both surrender. And the marriage ties happens. And then girl starts serving. And after some days, after serving, the personality is revealed. That how caring, how loving, how sharing he is. Similarly, Krishna is telling, you want to establish a relationship with me? Come, see my opulence. How many cars I have? Aham sarvasya prabhu. Whatever exists belongs to me. So whole world belongs to me. So you will be taken care. Just come and surrender. And when we start surrendering, so Krishna says, perform bhakti. What bhakti? We don't understand what we should do. Next verse he explains. Machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam katayantascha mam nityam tushyanti charmanti cha. Come in contact with devotees. Those who have surrendered their lives to me. Start discussing, start hearing first. Initially what we will discuss? We will just start hearing only. So start hearing from them. After you hear, start repeating it. Bodhayanta parasparam. And in that process, if you follow that process, if you approach my devotees, then rest of the process I will take care. You don't have capacity to do it. You just approach the devotees and start doing Krishna Katha. So first two verses, Krishna talks about what you should do. You should understand about my opulences, which is described in Gita. Gita is full about Krishna opulences only. Nothing about Vrindavan or Vrindavan pastimes. So understand this much. First few cantos talks about Krishna's opulences only. Understand this. And after understanding this, surrender. After you surrender, not to Krishna, but devotees. Then Krishna says, rest of the things I will take care. First two verses for you to do. Next two verses for me to do. Tesham satati yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam. You don't have buddhi to understand me. I will give you buddhi. Then my personality will be revealed. Tesham eva anukampartham aham agyana jamtama nashayami atma bhavasta jnana deepena bhasvata. So Krishna says, you just come and surrender, Baba. Next, everything I will take care and then my personality will be revealed. So same thing is repeated in Bhagavatam also. Shukdeva Goswami, when he talks about how a person can get free from different sins, Parikshit Maharaj asked in the beginning of his canto, before Ajamil pastime. So first he gives Karma Kanda, Parikshit Maharaj rejects it. Manne Kunjara Sauchavat. Then Shukdeva Goswami says, no, just doing activities, rituals will not help. Better get knowledge. And that knowledge will protect you. But how long knowledge will protect? Just like when the forest is burned, you see that everything is destroyed. But it will not be destroyed. After favorable situation comes, the rain comes, immediately all the desires will pop up. Again, sinful desires will come. Again, you will be entangled. And then ultimately, Shukdeva Goswami says, Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana agam dhunvanti kasni niharami bhaskasni. At the end, he glorifies devotional service. Surrendering to Vasudeva, the personality of the son of Vasudeva. If you surrender to him, that devotional service will take you away. That take away all the sins. But then he doesn't stop there. Because you cannot get devotional service, you cannot surrender to the personality just on your own. Then he goes ahead and he says, Na tatha agavan rajan puyeta tapadibhi. Yatha krishnarpita prana tat purusha nishevaya. Then he says, better you approach, the best path is, better you approach krishnarpita prana purusha. Those people who have accepted Krishna's personality, those who have love and faith for Krishna. Right now we don't have, but by knowledge and by intelligence, we cannot get that faith. It's only those faithful people who can give that faith and understanding of Krishna's personality. That's why Prabhupada said, I created your qualification. Vishwanath Chakra Thakur, when he talks about how person comes to Krishna consciousness, he tells that it's by Agyat Sukruti. How one gets Agyat Sukruti? By coming in contact with devotees, those who have faith. So only when we come in contact with devotees, then we can understand Krishna as a personality. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his bhajan, he writes, Ohe Vaishnava Thakura Dayara Sagara Idase Karuna Kori. So in the second last stanza he writes, Krishna Dite Paro, what is the starting? Krishna Se Tomar, Krishna Dite Paro, Tomara Shakati Achi. Amito Kangal, Krishna Krishna Boli Dhaito Apache Pache. I cannot understand Krishna as a personality. I have no qualification, no intelligence to understand. But saying Krishna Krishna, doing devotional service, at least mechanically, I am running behind you. Please give me that faith. Please give me that Shraddha. So when we come in contact with pure devotees, those who have that Shraddha, then they can deliver that faith in the personality. Yasya Deve Parabhakti Yatha Deve Tatha Guru. Not just Deve, but Tatha Guru also. When we get faith in devotees, spiritual master, Tasseta Kathithai Artha Prakashante Mahatmana. Only he can understand the absolute truth in complete. So it's only by devotees' mercy, by coming in contact with devotees, that you can understand the personality of Krishna. Now, difficulty in understanding personality of Krishna was because even if he's so powerful, so merciful, sometimes he does actions which cannot be understood by our intelligence. And solution given is, please approach devotees. But many times when you approach devotees and staying association for a long time, this intelligence is again bewildered. In understanding these personalities, who are not less transcendental. In saying transcendental, we are referring to the positive aspect of it. Transcendental means they are also divya. So when Prabhupada tells that, Arche Vishnu Shiladi, when we can do a mistake of identifying Archa as Shila, we can also do another two mistakes. Identifying Guru as a Nara, or a simple ordinary human being. Or identifying Vaishnava as an ordinary person born in some jati buddhi. So again, the key to understand a transcendental personality lies again in understanding transcendental multiple personalities. So if we can understand, accept and respect Vaishnavas, then door to the Krishna's personality will open. And that's why Acharya so many times emphasize relationship with devotees. Like we see Upadeshamrita, 11 verses only. But Rupa Goswami talks about devotee association for 3 verses. Why? Because that is a very, very pivotal or very, very foundational or vital aspect of our Krishna consciousness. Because unless and until we respect devotees or accept their transcendental personality. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasadat na gati kutopi. So there are many bhajans we talks about this. Unless and until we accept Vaishnavas as they are and give them full respect, we cannot approach Krishna. Gaurangira sangi gane nitya siddho gori mane se jaye prajendra sutapash. So door to Vrindavan opens by accepting Gauranga sangi gana as transcendental and divya and having full respect for them. So when you accept Goswamis and take their shelter, then Abhishta, going back to God, will be fulfilled. So like that, many verses. talks about that when we accept devotees and respect them. So Rupa Goswami talks about that we should establish relationship with devotees, and then he talks about we should always respect devotees. He talks about three categories of devotees. So one time Madhavanand Prabhu in Mayapur, he was giving class about this verse, and one Mataji asks that here in this verse it is told that, and Prabhupada also in purport say that there are three kinds of devotees: Uttama, Madhyama, and Kanishtha, and accordingly we should deal with them. But when we see devotees and we try to figure out ye kaun sa hai, whether it's Kanishtha, whether it's Madhyama, whether it's Uttama, so is it not that we are discriminating? So these categories are given, that means we should apply these categories. So we should start discriminating whether it's Kanishtha, whether it's Madhyama. So are we again offending them? So he was explaining that yes, these categories are given, but what is the purpose? Purpose is this verse focuses not about discriminating or categorizing devotees, but telling that even if you see a Kanishtha, Manasadriyata, if you see the one person who takes Krishna Nam once, one should give him full respect from our mind. So first we lose respect in mind, and then externally we also sometimes we do external respect, but in mind we don't offer. So first thing to lose respect in the mind. But for a Kanishtha, Krishna iti yasya giritam manasa adriyata, even one who has taken even once Krishna's name, we are supposed to fully respect him from the mind, from the heart. So the focus of the verse is not about discriminating between devotees, but the focus of the verse is giving samman to all the devotees, whether they are Kanishtha, Madhyama or Uttama. Because he said, we cannot understand devotees. How can we understand devotees? Because devotee means his category depending on his Shraddha, his faith, his feeling or his relationship with Krishna, that we cannot see with our naked eyes. So we cannot understand devotees. So better keep offering respects. Sakale samman korite shakati deho natha jatha jatha tabe to gaibo harinama sukhe aparadho ho gyat. So when we just follow this injunction of giving respect, samman, to all the devotees, so then we can approach Krishna. Then those devotees with their merciful heart, they can reveal Krishna. They have that power to reveal that personality of Godhead. So why Prabhupada only introduced himself first, this term, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead? Because he has that Shraddha. He has that full faith in Krishna's personality. And when we please him, when we serve him, when we hear from him, then only we can understand Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. Otherwise, with our intellect, with our learnings, it's inconceivable. We cannot understand, we cannot fathom. So these are the some thoughts on this verse. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki. Any comments or questions? Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai.